often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to Soul Healing Conversations. I'm Roz Kincaid, and listen, my mission on this earth is to help women of color, brown and black women, transform from this old version of themselves that is drawn in, minimized, afraid, and disempowered to a version of you that can advocate for herself, knows how to set boundaries, and knows how to have vulnerability and strength. So listen, if you are interested in working with me, whether you need coaching, you'd like a reading, or you need any healing, you can find all of the information in the description box on how to connect with me and how to book with me. I offer spiritual life coaching. I also offer intuitive readings where we can look at your life path, get messages from your spirit team, as well as connect with loved ones who have passed away who might have messages for you. And also included in my coaching package is some Reiki energy healing. So if all that sounds interesting to you, please head on over to the description box and check out the links there. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. So if you'd like to connect with me there, again, everything is in the description box. So listen, I want to come on here and talk about confidence, all right? Because for a while now, I've been noticing that confidence or the struggle to have confidence is coming up in a lot of my sessions with my clients, right? So for a while, I've just kind of noticed this pattern with people where they don't feel confident about who they are, or they don't feel confident in speaking up for themselves or about themselves, or they don't feel confident in taking advantage of opportunities and risks that could benefit them in the long run. And even myself, I'll be transparent with you. Even myself, I struggle with confidence. If you've been following me and you're on my newsletters, you'll know that recently I was put on a new project at work. And yes, I have a full-time job and I'm running a business because I can. But I was recently put on a new project at work, and immediately I felt this sense of defeat. I didn't feel confident in my experience and my skills and abilities. And over the course of time, not only was spirit reflecting that back to me, but I was also experiencing in this new role, so to speak, right? So I felt the need to come on here and chat about it because, listen, we gotta move past all of this, right? We gotta grow up, okay? And I say that with all the love and compassion in my heart, and I know that it's hard to get over these fears and stuff, but y'all, we're gonna have to grow up, plain and simple. We're going to have to grow up from this small and diminished and minimized self and grow up into the woman that you know you want to be and know that you can be. So I have a little story to tell about all of this because spirit has a funny way of getting my attention. And long story short, or long story long, however you want to look at it, my family and I took a family vacation. And by the way, all of this is in my latest Spilling the Tea newsletter. So if you're subscribed to that, you can get the full story. But I'm going to give you Cliff's Notes today for the sake of time. So my family and I went on a trip. And when we got back home, Lord, y'all, we found a family of skunks. Yeah, skunks living in our backyard. First of all, I don't do critters of any kind. I don't do reptiles. I don't do arachnids, any of that. And I'm a country girl. I'm from the sticks. And I still don't mess with all of that. I just can't do critters. And just, So Come to find out, nobody else in our neighborhood has an issue with skunks. Nobody's saying anything about skunks, trapping skunks, any of that stuff. And so I'm like, why are they coming up here messing with us? Why do they find our home? All four of them, actually five of them because of mama and four babies, all four of them want to post up at my crib. So when stuff like that happens and it's just seemingly out of the blue, I have to go consult Spirit and Google. Okay. So I did a little research about the spiritual meaning of skunks or the spirit totem or spirit animal of skunks to figure out what it was. I also kind of reached out to a friend who's also spiritually connected, and she pulled some information from me as well. And what I found was skunks can represent curiosity, playfulness, peace, self-respect. But the one meaning that stood out for me and made sense for my situation was that skunks represent humility with confidence. And I said, oh, Lord, here we go with the lessons. Here we go with the lessons from Spirit. So confident humility, it basically means that you are secure enough in yourself that you, one, accept your humanness, flaws and all. You accept the fact that you have greatness in you and coming out of you, but you still wrapped up in a body. And you don't let anybody tear you down or make you feel less than because you are a human, right? And so you are well capable of being humble. And when I say humble, I mean self-respectful and remaining confident in who you are, your abilities, what you got going on. Like, you can still be a baddie and be imperfect. Like, those two things can exist. It all gets to be here, right? And so I wanted to come on here and like break this down for you all, because I feel like just because on the surface, brown and black women look like we got it all together or look like we can handle it all, on the inside, there's a lack of confidence in us to really step out of our comfort zone and be the woman that we know that we can be. Like, yeah, we're going to have good and bad days. And if you a woman of a certain age, you're going to be going through some hormonal changes and you're going to get moody as fuck. Okay. But that doesn't mean that your value is diminished, right? And so I want to look at this a little bit and like, what does this even look like? What does lack of confidence even look like? Because sometimes it might not look like what you think it is. And so lack of confidence could be second guessing yourself. Lack of confidence could be asking somebody else what you should do. Lack of confidence could show up in the form of perfectionism, where you might take a long time to complete a task or to complete something because you want it so perfect and you don't trust yourself that you got it right the first few times, right? Lack of confidence could show up as insecurities, where you have an opinion and you don't share it, or you have something to say and you don't share it, or you just don't use your voice and you stay mute, right? Lack of confidence could feel like anxiety as well. I know for me, in the first few weeks, and even kind of still now with this, you know, with me being at work and with this new project, I still get this feeling like I'm going to mess it up. And if you heard my last podcast about failing and failure and all of that, that's part of it too, right? And so it's not only that confidence looks a certain way with your posture and you're not sitting up and you're not holding your chin up and shoulders back. Like, everybody ain't walking around here with the confidence of Beyonce or Sasha Fierce, right? And I'm sure that woman has some stuff that she ain't too confident about either, even though she loves herself more than anybody, right? So it's not always what it looks like on the outside, but it's more so what it feels like and what you're hearing in your mind, all that mind chatter, all the stories that are being told. And so, speaking of stories, a lot of us have been sold this story, whether it was said to us directly, modeled to us, or we witnessed it, that what we have to offer the world is not good enough. We're not good enough. We're not enough. We're not tall enough. We're not skinny enough. We're not pretty enough. Our nose is too big. Your eyes are too dark. Your eyebrows are too bushy. Your hair's too curly. It's too straight. You're too fat. You got a flat ass. You ain't got no titties. Whatever the case may be, we've been sold this story that it's not enough, but it has been on us that we have been perpetuating that story and that narrative. And so now it's become the fabric of who we are, and we go out into the world and show up just like that, like we ain't got it, like we ain't enough. So it can come from childhood. It can come from our ego. But I really believe it comes from the narratives that we live out and the stories that we continually tell ourselves about ourselves. Right. And so, well, how do we get over that? Right. How do we move past that and make this transformation from the not so confident, empowered woman to the confident woman who has confident humility? Who has humility in her confidence, who knows that she is a human being, that she has flaws and she's going to make mistakes, and that those mistakes lead her to learning and wisdom and growth and expansion. How do we get there? Well, for one, you got to change these stories. Like, you got to start repeating these stories that, one, don't feel good to you, and you know they don't feel good to you. Start changing these stories around. Start telling yourself a different story about who you are. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, when you start doing this, it's going to feel odd. It's going to feel funny, like it don't match, and this ain't who I am. Right, exactly. Because you have not been telling yourself or getting into the practice of telling yourself something better, something more uplifting, something more empowering and positive about who you are. Like, God made you perfect the way you are. And there is going to have to be a level of acceptance that you are perfect yet imperfect. Your soul is perfect, but you as a human is imperfect. And that all by itself is exactly what you're supposed to be. You have to accept your duality. You have to accept that you are both light and you can be dark in your energy and in the way you express, right? The other thing that in addition to telling ourselves another narrative is stop listening to people when they try to tell you who you are. Listen, nobody on this earth needs to be telling you who you are. Nobody. At this adult age in our life, can't nobody tell me who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I'm not. I know when I'm trying to be something that I'm not. And for somebody to sit in front of me and try to read me, it's not going to work for me. What I will do is I will take what somebody tries to say about me and process it and try to make it fit, because I still want love and acceptance just like anybody else. But as soon as I figure out that stuff don't match, it's like, who gonna check me? Like, you got to have a Sheree Whitfield spirit in your soul. Who gonna check me? And if you don't know who I'm talking about, go Google Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sheree Whitfield. She by Sheree, okay? So the other thing that you can do is, listen, I'm not attaching this to any one race, but let the truth fall where it may. Sometimes you're going to have to step in the room with the confidence of a mediocre white man. You hear what I'm saying? And I know y'all know what I'm talking about, especially if you work in the corporate world or work in anywhere. You're going to have to step into the place like you know shit and might not know shit for real, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Big dick energy. Without having all the answers, but you still confident that you can make this stuff pop and taking full credit for when it goes right, but also taking accountability when things don't go right. You're not questioning yourself. You're not second guessing yourself, because you are trusting the intuition and the inner compass that's on the inside of you. And you're not worrying about what nobody else thinks. And I think that right there, worrying about what somebody else thinks, is a deeper issue to this confidence piece. Because at every turn, every move we make, we're always considering some other adult or some other person. See, the minute you involve somebody else in your decision making about what's best for you, and I'm not talking about children, okay? And that's a whole different subject. But the minute you start considering another grown ass adult in your decision making about what's best for you, it all goes left. Now it's like, what they gonna think? Because I had to tell one client the other day, if your intention is pure with what you do and what you say and how you show up, it don't matter what they feel. Like, you can't babysit people's feelings and reactions all your life. You can't sit here and process through how they gonna feel if I say this, how they gonna react if I say that, what they gonna do, where they at, you can't, like, you don't have the capacity in your energy and in the time in your day to be doing that. Because when you continue to do that, you're gonna miss opportunities. Valuable opportunities that will become stepping stones for you to get to where it is that you want to be and be who you want to be. So you got to stop inserting other people into your decision making and into your insights and perspectives about who you are. And if somebody don't agree with it, well, okay, fine. People are well capable of being mad and getting over it. People are well capable of agreeing to disagree. And you are well capable of not having a response or reaction when somebody disagrees with you all the time about what you want to do with your life. Like, seriously, like, do you feel, think about this skunk. Do you think that this skunk is worried about me when it pisses on me, when I scare it? No. Do you think this skunk is worried about me when it's walking around in my yard and it's looking for food and trying to survive? Skunk ain't thinking about me. It ain't considering me when mama skunk is trying to protect her babies and sprays all over the place. That's my point. So instead of second guessing yourself, instead of doing all of this, you know, tearing ourselves down, you are doing what works for you without running people over and leaving people's souls shipwrecked. That's the kind of confidence I'm talking about. You do what works for you, but you're doing it in a way where your intention is not to harm anybody. Firstly, yourself. So worrying about your reputation, worrying about how people going to view you, like, that doesn't even matter. What really matters is what you think about yourself, because what you think about yourself is going to project out into the world, and it's going to tell people how they should treat you and handle you and talk to you. Like, you want to be in better relationship. You want people to stop running over you. You want people to hear you and see you and feel you. Start seeing and feeling yourself. Start acting like it. That skunk is coming through to challenge me to take a stand, to either choose peace on the inside and confidence, or keep going along to get along. Keep being meek. Keep being diminished. Keep hiding. Keep hiding my flaws. Keep hiding the fact that I don't know all the answers. Keep hiding the fact that I'm moody. Keep hiding the fact that, you know, I get frustrated. Keep hiding the fact that I'm a psychic. Keep hiding the fact that I'm a bomb-ass coach that gets shit done and gets changes in people's life. I'm not hiding that anymore. And you can't hide your greatness either. But you also can't do it at the cost of harming somebody or harming yourself. Because whatever you think about yourself is eventually going to become reality. Them stories that you keep telling yourself, that's your reality. Life keeps happening for you the way it does, maybe because you're telling yourself a story that's not conducive to growth and change and positive change and all these good things that you want in your life. So what's the story now? You have to get a new story, sis. You got to get up from up under people's thumb and start standing up and really put your shoulders back. I'm like, well, I might not know the answers, but I'm going to figure it out. I know I can figure stuff out. You made it this far in life. What makes you think that you can't go further, but with a new story that supports your wellness, that supports your peace, that supports your happiness? Change the story. Change what it is that you're telling yourself. Start walking into the room like you got it, because you do got it. You know. And if you don't know, you'll figure it out. And if you don't know, you have this whole spirit team. You have your intuition to tap into. You don't always have to go and ask somebody, what you think I should do? You think I should do this? They said this to me. What you think I, like, what? Stand on your own two feet, honey. Stand on your own two feet. And work this thing out. And be patient enough for spirit to bring you an answer. See, some of y'all are uncomfortable sitting with your feelings and sitting with being uncomfortable and sitting with being frustrated. Because if you anything like me, frustration is a sign that something's about to change. There's something about to break in the air for you. Frustration is a sign that you need to make some moves. Anger is a sign that you need to get going here. All of those negative feelings, those are signs trying to motivate you forward and to break out of the cocoon and be beautiful. And be beautiful. And shine. People need that. And more so over that, you need it. Because you emit that. You put that out into the world, and guess what happens? It comes back to you. It comes back to you. So listen, if you like what you heard today and you want more of it, make sure you like, subscribe, and share and do all the things. Hit the notification button so you'll know when I'm putting another one of these up. And listen, if you really want to work on your confidence, you know you need to work on your confidence, and you out here parlaying like you got it all tightened up and all together, but you know on the inside you ain't feeling right, you ain't feeling aligned. Click the links in the description box and let's hop on a call for a clarity call and see if coaching is right for you and see if a reading might be right for you. Let's just see. All right, y'all. That's it. That's all I have for you today. I hope that something here mentioned will help you. Share it with a friend and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.